Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, California's Department of Education seems reluctant to release the results of last spring's academic test. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our insider, Phil Mateer. Phil, thanks as always. Now, the Department of Education says there's nothing, you know, amiss going on here, that the results will be released at sooner as opposed to later. But some people aren't so sure. What's happening?
Well, it's a question of what your definition of sooner rather than later is. What we have is EdSource. EdSource is an educational group that has a website, and they're not partisan. They're not rabble-rousers. They pretty much, you know, report the latest trends and ups and downs in public education and charter schools. And, you know, annually, the state board, you know, releases various data, and one of the data is the results of tests around the state. We've all seen them before. Only this year, what they're doing is they've released them to individual districts, but they refused EdSource's request for the statewide balance sheet to see how they're doing. Instead, they said they were going to release them sometimes later as part of a smarter, you know, release of these tests as a sort of a overall dashboard of how schools will doing, coincidentally, after the November 3rd election. So the EdSource goes, what's going on with that? Department of Education says we're not withholding anything. This is just a new way we're going to be releasing the information. But it's pretty clear that it's interesting because they're not going to probably do it until after the November 3rd election. And the reason is the results probably aren't very good.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. We understand that LA Unified has released its results and things don't look good. Is there any reason to expect that other districts might differ?
Well, they might differ. It's a question of degrees. But L.A. found that, you know, for example, that the 75, you know, that they had 72% of the students did not meet state standards in math and English and other places. And so it was just like, OK, we got problems here. Another problem is chronic absenteeism. But, you know, we're going to get these. They've released them individually to the districts, and the districts have released them like Los Angeles. So there's a question here about freedom of information and timely release of information. Now, the statewide education guys say that, look, we want to put this as an overall comprehensive thing. And, you know, some people say, yeah, that's a way to bury what the bad news is. I don't think the news is going to be necessarily good. It's a question about how bad it is. And you say, well, what's that got to do with an election? Well, everything is political to a certain extent. And though the education department says, no, this is just trying to get a good dashboard out there. It's no secret that Gavin Newsom, the governor, has been bashing Florida and Texas over their COVID policies. And this might, you know, show that California's decision to shut schools has a cost. We know it has a cost. It has a very high cost, not only in scores going down, but increased absenteeism. So we can delay the news, but I think the news is eventually going to come. But I'm not sure it looks that good to be delaying it right now because it's inevitable.
All right. Well, we thank you as always, Phil. And Phil will be back this afternoon at 5:50 with Patty and Brett.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.